Okay, welcome back to another episode of Offbeat POV. If you're listening to us on any podcast platform, thank you. I'm sure our voices sound really nice in your ear. But if you do want to watch us, the full episodes will now be uploaded on YouTube. So if you prefer seeing who you're talking to, then be sure to... Then be sure to check us out on YouTube at Offbeat POV. There's the camera, everybody. Say hi.
Hi.
There you go. I mean, if you're watching, then we just said hi to you. If you're listening.
Hi.
I want to jump right in and talk about the Dalai Lama. Have you guys seen what the Dalai Lama? What's it called? Dalai Lama. The whole the trouble that he's got himself in.
No.
Who is
the bird?
All right.
I remember him. The wise guy.
Yeah. The most peaceful person.
And he got himself in trouble.
Yeah, he gets himself in trouble quite often. It's not the first time.
No, it's not. This trouble, though, is slightly different than usual. Anyway, so...
With a woman?
At least with a woman.
I will show you why he got in trouble. And I saw this first, and I was like, you know what? People just make a big deal out of nothing. And then I watched the video, and I was like, okay. Who knows? So, I want to see. I'm going to play the video. But the Dalai Lama got in trouble because of what he did on this stage towards this kid. So, hopefully that's going to work.
Can I help you?
A big TV would do, isn't it?
Why is it so small?
It's a short.
Oh, okay.
Then I think
we'll find you here also.
Oh,
it gets worse.
Don't tell me they're going for a second one.
And suck my tongue.
No. No.
And he does?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, thank goodness.
So, yes, the Dalai Lama got in trouble, obviously, for asking a minor to suck his tongue. Obviously, they responded with an official message. So, you know what? The Dalai Lama has always been playful in public. They apologized and said, okay, fine, he missed this time. But he's always been playful in public, you know, always has fun with his guests and stuff like that. And for him, it was just a joke. Basically is the response they've put out. It was just a joke to him. It was just being playful with the kid. There was nothing to it. But obviously the whole world is saying, yeah, the Dalai Lama is a pedo. But yeah. So firstly, looking at that video, what do we think?
Well, the first part weird. Sorry, go on.
No, it just looked really weird. It actually looked like he was gonna go again. Was it just me? Maybe it was just
no, but they all applauded when the Dalai Lama and the kid kissed. People applauded and cheered.
And that was on the lips, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the first time they all applauded and cheered. Even the tongue, there wasn't like any boos or shocks. There
was just another kind of laugh.
Applauding and laughing.
But he didn't actually suck the tongue, did he?
No.
Hmm.
No, he didn't.
No, the kid didn't. Do you think the Dalai Lama would have let him do it, though? Or do you think he was this just been... Because when I first saw the headline, I was like, okay, this must have happened like during a meeting or whatever. So I was like, ooh, okay, Dalama's in trouble. But then I saw that it was like on national TV at a press conference with people around him. I was like, doesn't that add credit to the fact that it was just a joke?
But if you're a clever pedophile... Do it in plain sight.
That's the argument people are making to say that, you know, sometimes something is so
absurd.
No, something is so normal to you. Or, I mean, he is the bloody Dalai Lama, so he's like up there in terms of the untouchable people. They're like, or maybe he's just such a confident person that he thought he could get away with it.
I mean, to be honest with you, it's the same thing I was saying last week. That's an incident. Now, two things. It could be one of many. So there might be need to look into him properly to see if this is a thing. Or it could be an isolated incident where, in all fairness, he missed. Mm. Right? I'm not going to lie to you. It did seem a bit weird watching it, to be honest with you. But then here's the thing. If a world is so corrupt that even something that is so innocent can't be seen in its innocence because the world is corrupt, it may not necessarily mean that what we watched was wrong. Mm. It's just the way we are conditioned right now with what's happening. Unfortunately, we tend
this
to see the worst.
This guy had to get his new word in today.
Right? What word?
Conditioned.
What do you mean?
No, you used it earlier.
The story you were telling about your conditioning.
Your conditioned to the green song with the voice
choice. I didn't even notice that I said that word. Goodness gracious. Do you guys ever really think about every single word you're saying?
We listen to every word you say.
I mean, listening, yes, of course. When you are speaking, do you yourselves know every single word you're saying? Or isn't there an auto mode where if you are speaking, as long as your brain has the idea, it's like everything else just kicks into emotion?
Is that why you offer so much?
I think so. It depends. Even when you stutter sometimes, when you're like, isn't that because maybe the thought is there, but then whatever part is supposed to bring the words, haven't found the word. So it's like there's a glitch. It's like, I didn't even know I said that word.
I don't know if that's the sense condition. Of it. But anyway.
But yeah, so that's what I'm saying, that it could be the world, that's the problem, right? Mm-hmm. The world have seen something that it is just playful. He was just being, I was thinking very, very carefully about that.
No, but this is why I like the fact that we had the video. And I like that the fact that you guys haven't seen the video, because then you get to watch it for the first time. And so I want to get your
reaction. First time reaction.
You watching that. Okay, unfortunately, the context was already set. But you watching that, did that look playful, innocent, and just misconstrued? Oops, he missed. Or did that look weird?
It looked playful.
I think they were both confused because even the boy was like, and then he just kind of sat there.
Can I ask a few questions?
Mm. You're saying the boy looked uncomfortable.
Yeah, he didn't know whether he was joking or not.
He hesitated a bit, but then he went in.
Yeah, he did.
But then they just
and then it's just ha ha ha.
He didn't go in, but then he did sort of lean his head back in bed and. Okay, what did you want to say?
What do people usually do when they do meet the Dalai Lama? What's the custom? Do people kiss the Dalai Lama on the lips? Is that a normal thing?
I don't know.
Because I know there are some cultures that people greet each other by kissing them each other on the lips and stuff like that. So I would want to understand nuances of what people do when they do meet the Dalai Lama. Because I know some people are saying even the kissing on the lips is mad. But if that's a traditional norm for somewhere like that, fine. That I would.
Yeah, but he was at a conference. He was not in this country doing traditional stuff.
I think the conference was in his home country. As far as we know, someone will probably fact correct us, but as far as we know, it wasn't in America or anything.
But is that boy a local native?
I think so. Yeah,
they looked similar. For example, let's say some world leader from, I don't know, China or somewhere comes to the US or to England. They still, as a sign of respect, I know the other world leaders do the bow thing, don't they, to them? So even though they're not on their home soil, sometimes you
still
greet somebody by incorporating their culture into whatever you do so that you don't offend them.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the conversation that's being had, because the kiss on the lips, I can understand, but I think that's only weird because of our Western mentality. Because
and that's why I was saying that what is
no
that
no the issue for... no the issue was the suck my tongue issue, I mean bit of it. I think that's the bit that
I think everything even from kissing.
I think that's the bit that perked people's ears and eyes and were like, whoa, what did we just witness? I think if you had just stayed on the kissing on the lips, I don't think it would have been a news article like it was.
Because people clapped.
Yeah, I mean, the kid is made in
it's the same
the
people that then
go
home and complain after they've clapped.
But then that
you
was
can't trust these people.
That was going to be my other question. Who are the people complaining? Because is it a case of what usually happens, something happens in a different country, but then us lot who think we're wiser than the wisest and our rules and ways of doing things are the perfect way, then start complaining about that thing that's not even within our cultural demographic.
I don't know. To be fair with you, I don't even think this is a cultural discussion, to be honest with you. I think I understand it. You're asking us what is our initial reaction. I think you all heard me when I thought they were actually going to suck tongues.
What? You said it looked playful like no, 2 minutes ago.
Okay, yes, I am. So what I'm trying to say is this, right? The video in itself, my point is that the video in itself looks the way it looks. Now, the hug, okay, the boy goes, can I hug you?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, yeah, okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
They hug. That's, for me, that's nice and cute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then goes, okay, kiss on the lips as well. For me, I'm like, okay. But okay, even then, nice and cute and innocent, mm-hmm. right? And then it goes, okay, now you suck my tongue. For me there, I'm like, okay, fine. That's a bit weird now, right? That's a bit weird. And because that's a bit weird, now that then puts a question on the kissing bit as well, right? So the kissing and the sucking the tongue, that whole event now becomes questionable, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm trying to say is that it is a questionable event, but I'm now challenging myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it questionable because of my corrupt mind? Because I'm seeing something that should be innocent, right? But I'm processing it, I'm saying, and seeing something wrong when there isn't anything wrong. So that was my initial point that I made. But to the video, everybody saw my reaction, especially, like, everything was okay, and do the sucking thing. And I was even saying, no, you're not really going to suck it, are you? Like, you really... I would have lost it. If you're like, I would have been like, send him to jail.
No!
Send him to jail. You see what I mean? But then is that because of my corrupt mind? You know, all things considered, I don't know the guy. If it's just based on that, if people are losing it based on that video, I don't think that would be enough to say that he's a pedophile.
So, I mean, obviously, I don't think people are, I mean, obviously, there was people that claim that he is. But the call is for an investigation to take place because they're saying, well, the argument is if he's so brazen as to act like this in public, there's definitely incidents that have happened. Outside
but
the
then that statement only exists if you are deeming what he did to be wrong.
So is there a situation where an adult can ask a child to suck their tongue and it not be wrong? Because that's the question you're posing to. No, but that's the question you're posing to yourself.
Well, you put it like that.
So no, but let's dissect the matter correctly. So in what situation would it be okay for an adult to ask a kid to suck their tongue?
Honestly speaking, I don't think there's any situation, unless if the child was poisoned and you had, and they were not able to swallow the antidote, and then you put it on your lip, and then you tell them to suck it. That's the only situation I can think of.
That life and death okay. situation.
Other than that, with what I know now, and you know how I've been brought up, there isn't, and that's why I'm saying that. That's why I'm challenging myself. Is that because of my corrupt mind, or are we actually witnessing a top of the iceberg of this man's dodgy
No, but I still don't understand, Joe. Is that because of my corrupt mind statement? Because I'm saying, okay, take the corrupt mind out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try to make it as innocent as possible. In what situation would it be okay for an adult to ask a child to do that?
In that situation.
He said life and death situation.
No.
To
your question, I don't know. To be fair with you, I don't know. I can't think of one. I definitely can't think of one. But it looked playful. He didn't even move his hands, nothing like that. You know, it looked... He just moved his head. The guy is so old, what can he do?
So do we guys think the call for there to be an investigation is warranted in this case?
I don't know.
I really don't know.
Nah.
If they don't investigate what's happened, that's fine. But... at what point does somebody get investigated out of nowhere with no further evidence of anything else occurring?
But isn't that why they want to do the investigation?
Repeat what you just said.
To find out the evidence.
Let's say you got caught speeding, right?
No, don't give an example. Just repeat the statement. I didn't hear it. It didn't compute.
Okay.
So just repeat what you said.
No, I was saying, at what point does somebody get investigated for something that there isn't evidence of?
No, but the video is the evidence that warrants the investigation. So it's not a verdict. It's an investigation because of the video.
Mm.
So the video is the catalyst they need to start the investigation.
And then how are they going to go about this investigation? Talk to every kid the Dalai Lama has ever been in contact with?
If that's part of the investigation, why not?
Check his laptop, check his browser, internet history.
Yes, fair enough. Outings and... No,
yeah, but the question I'm posing
check
is...
Check if any children come visit him, like...
Is that warranted based on the video that surfaced?
I don't think so.
If the people deem it that it's, you know, she's abused a child, if that's what people are deeming it, then fair enough. I would say, okay, investigate. But if that's not the conclusion they're coming to and they're just saying it was inappropriate, I don't think you'd investigate for that.
Okay, so if it's just inappropriate, no investigation. But if it's deemed as abuse, then investigation. But isn't inappropriate behavior grounds for an investigation?
I'm just thinking that because I swear there's been so many allegations with like priests and they're still priests. So then,
and how many investigations do you see into
and
them?
I've never seen them really Loads. Be, have they?
Well, I mean, the investigations are done. I mean, the church is notorious for protecting its own, isn't it? So the argument is always they know all the priests that are involved. They just protect them because they want to protect the church reputation. So the investigations are done and they're like, yo, you know, Brother Isaac is a dodgy one. You know what? Let's demote him from priest to deacon.
If we want a straight answer, then I would say investigate. Better safe than sorry. Because you investigate and you find nothing, the whole thing dies down. You investigate and you find something, you've protected a whole bunch of children, if that's the case. Mm. So in a situation like this, it's like, I know in most of your jobs you do some low-level kind of safeguarding training. They always say better safe than sorry. Mm. So if you have an inclination that something might be the case, even with little to no evidence, if you've seen something...
Little evidence? No evidence?
Fine, little
evidence. No evidence, that's just harassment. No.
You still say something on the back of, if it is true, you're going to protect a lot of people. If it's not, the investigation has taken place and everything is hunky-dory, you carry on as normal. It. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point. But I still think that that's not enough for an investigation. I mean...
You don't? The video is not enough for an investigation?
I don't think so.
What if the kid had sucked his tongue?
Then maybe I would have said it.
Because you've got to remember as well...
So like, the investigation rests on the actions of the kid, not the adult, from what you're saying. So the kid is the one that...
Is
determined.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, because you're saying if the kid had sucked the tongue, then investigation. But because the kid didn't, even though the adult asked him to, no investigation.
But if the adult was joking, then you can say that, or he can claim that he would never had let him suck the tongue. So it's like, oh, suck my tongue. I was only joking. Go sit down. You see?
But fair enough. That's what I'm saying. But then the argument could be, you're an adult. You can't be asking a child to do that. We think that's a bit dodgy. Let's look into your history.
But then that's the thing. The thing is that it's going back to that whole humor thing, you know? There are people looking at that, yeah, you can't play like that with children, which is fair enough, you know? But there are other people looking at that thing like, yeah, no, you know, it was a bit off, but it was banter food. The guy is not dodgy, you know? We move kind of thing. So that's what I'm saying. That when I'm saying that if he had, then that's him. One, not he said it, right? Mm-hmm. And if he had actually gone through with it, one can say that it was no longer a joke. It was no longer banterful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then you'd have to look at least at that action. So maybe I'll then go to what Fatsani was saying, that what that action, you know, the what's his name? Dalai Lama. Is that something that he's done before? Is it something that they do or practice or whatnot? Because if it's not, if he's an outlier, then yeah, it's a dodgy thing. And it would have been also disrespectful, I think, being that obviously it was on TV and things like that. So there would have been, in my opinion, a lot to, you know, for him to apologize for and look into, you know. But that didn't happen, you see. So, and they are claiming that it was humor. It was banter, you see. So if they look at all his other appearance and stuff like that, they're not going to see, I'm assuming, no trait of that kind of behavior. So,
but looking at his past thing, that is the investigation.
No, investigations go deeper than the public thing because they're going to go into his personal life, into the back door, into everything.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, they can only do that if it's a criminal offense. And at that point, they would need evidence to be like, okay, no, this is now a criminal investigation. Mm. But if it's just like, yo, this was a bit odd, that's just like what you're saying, like the, yeah, investigating, maybe talking to people, whatever. So who's doing that
investigation then?
Yeah, listen, I'm sure there's a bunch of bodies ready to jump on the investigation. Fair enough.
So if we're talking about the public doing that stuff, then I'm on board. I understood that investigation as an unofficial thing. So like the police or whoever it is that would do, officially launching an investigation into him to look at those accusations, basically.
How inciting is
it? It would be an official body, and I don't know about the police, but it would be something official. It wouldn't be like Jack with his laptop doing the investigation. I'm sure it would be like an official launch, like, okay, let's look into the Dalai Lama. What did you say?
Hmm?
What did you say?
I can't remember. That was long ago.
That was literally like 5 seconds ago. Exactly. I literally just finished my sentence and then asked you, what did you say?
Nah, I can't remember.
Oh, I've said I'm sure inciting a child to participate in an activity is a criminal offence.
Any activity?
No, like a
criminal activity. Criminal,
like an illegal activity, like into like a sexual act or something.
But then that's the thing. Was that a sexual act? Like,
no, because he was
sucking someone's tongue.
I was just going. So
if you're married, you'd be fine with your wife sucking someone's tongue. No,
because that's not. But why not? Those are two grown people.
But you'd be happy. You'd be happy with your wife shaking someone's hand.
Yes.
Because that's not a sexual act. It's an innocent act.
Exactly.
So why not sucking of someone's tongue?
No, she can suck an old child's tongue.
You'd be happy if your child came back and said, "Uncle so and so made me suck his tongue."
No.
Why not?
No. Because
so is it a sexual act?
No, because I have to see that uncle every day. I don't see the Dalai Lama every day.
What?
If my child came back to me, I sucked his Dalai Lama's tongue today, I'd be like, "You're blessed, my child."
My
wisdom for wisdom. I'd be like, "Come, sit down. What should I do? I've got these business decisions to make."
I don't think that's what the Dalai Lama.
What's your opinion on this? If you come back saying I sucked my uncle's, that uncle's going to prison.
But why? Because if it's an innocent, if it's not a sexual act sucking somebody's tongue,
it's inappropriate.
There's a lot of inappropriate things that people don't go to prison for.
Yeah, but it's inappropriate for my brother to ask my child to suck their tongue. Suck their.
But then why is he going to the police if it's not a criminal act?
Who's going to the police?
Because you said they'd be in jail.
Yeah. Figure of speech, banter. But it's inappropriate. I wouldn't be okay with it to answer his question.
So you were joking when you said they'd be in prison?
No. That's precisely the point.
I'm confused. It's not precisely the point.
You're always confused every episode. What's so the point she's
saying? The point she's saying is saying that because the scenario is that your child comes back and says, "Uncle asked me to suck his tongue and I sucked his tongue."
Mm.
Are you just saying, "Oh no, that's inappropriate," or are you doing something about it?
Oh, doing something about it. I'll call you. Yo, what was happening? I need to understand.
But you're not reporting it to anybody.
No.
That's why I was asking that when you were saying he's going to be in jail, you didn't mean that.
I didn't.
Okay, that's fine. Banta. I was just clarifying that. Banta. Okay, that's fine.
But yeah, no, to answer your question, because his question was, "Are you going to be okay with that?" And my answer was no. I'm not going
to
be okay with
that. Yeah, and then you said somebody's going to have to be in jail.
Yeah, no.
That's what I was clarifying.
Yeah, that's fine. We've moved.
So, that's different for me, though. You see what I mean? Because that's on air, on TV, and we all saw everything that happened leading up to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the child asked, "Can I come and hug you?" and so on and so forth. So, it's easy for me to believe that that could have been banter. That could have been in a joking way. You see? Because mm-hmm. I've seen the lead up to it. It's not someone reporting, saying that, "Oh, so-and-so asked me to suck their tongue." You see,
mm-hmm.
I've seen it. That's what I'm saying, that them claiming, you know, one, they've apologized, which is, first and foremost, they've acknowledged that, okay, fine, maybe we missed with this one. They haven't tried claiming defense or anything like that. And two, they've explained that, okay, he's always playful like this and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But they've acknowledged that he must have missed, he missed a mark here.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So, do I think there's need for further investigation? In my personal opinion, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Fair enough.
But go on.
No, I'm done.
I do have to add, though, I think a big factor we ever maybe considered is the level of power somebody like the Dalai Lama holds. So I wouldn't be surprised if that kid had gone in to suck the Dalai Lama's tongue. Initially he did go forward, didn't he? Even though you could see the kid was like, "This is an absurd request." It's the Dalai Lama, so he'd still...
The kid had some marbles about him. Because if it was another kid, who'd have sucked the tongue before they
even
finished?
And that's the point I'm making, that
the kid had some
the position of power, that, and that's why people like priests are able to get away with what they get away with, because of that power that they hold and how they're able to manipulate that power and use it in their to their advantage for their endeavors and whatever they do. So I think that kid would have probably gone and sucked the tongue, because it is the Dalai Lama that you're speaking to. So I think when you're in a position like that, you have to be even more careful of what you're asking of people, because you already have a certain level of influence. Mm. So no matter how ditzy or daft your request might sound, you know, when people use the defense of, oh, I didn't think they were actually going to do it. Mm. It's like, well, you hold a certain powerful position. So when you speak and say something, people are probably more inclined to do it. Whether you yourself think, oh, that's a daft request, no one's ever going to do it. Mm. But somebody's thinking, oh, the Dalai Lama just asked me to jump off this cliff, I'm going to do it. It's like, you know, when you read religious leaders asking their congregation to do the craziest of things. Mm-hmm. And in our heads, we're thinking, oh, are you dim? Like, have your lights turned off? But that's because of the power that person represents for those people. So whatever that person says does not seem absurd in any way, shape or form.
Wells, I'd agree with that. I don't think that would be the case with children, though. Like, to what extent do children understand power?
Even more.
I think to a big extent.
At this point, you don't even have to be a famous person.
The world is governed by power.
Okay, when you're older, it's when you start challenging power because you feel like you're gaining power of your own.
So in the form of, for example, mom, dad, principal, teacher, that comes with lots of, like there's a reason there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's say priest. If their church going just about, you know, so I'm trying to like, my question is like, going back to the situation that's happened, right? Mm-hmm. To what extent was that kid, or do children his age comprehend the position that the Dalai Lama holds, considering he's not a religious?
He is.
Isn't he just like a
world? The Dalai Lama is a religious holy man.
I don't know. Buddhism.
I think it's Buddhism.
So, are we saying that all those were Buddhists in there? Is that what it was?
I mean, I would assume so. Or they're interested in Buddhism. They're spiritual in some way.
Not that people that just respect him for everything he stands for.
The Dalai Lama is a spiritual leader.
Okay.
So, yeah, to address your point, the Dalai Lama is a spiritual leader. I don't know what religion is. I think it's Buddhism, but I could be mistaken. But he's a spiritual leader, holy man, in a religion that I think is Buddhism, but could not be. But yes.
Mm. All right, I'll retract my point for now then.
But yeah, I feel like
all these children that end up in those situations, I don't think they are coerced in the sense, I don't think power plays a part. I think it's just the naivety and innocence of them and not knowing what's going on. You know, and the fact that it can be any adult, it can be a priest, it can be a teacher, it can be whoever. And that's why children are vulnerable, you know, because that's why they need protecting. That's why they need to be looked out for. And that's why people in position, like people that we entrust our children with, need to be vetted very, very, very well, because any child is at risk of following any adult anyway.
But regardless of power. To Fatsani's point, all that comes into power dynamics though, because your question was how much do children understand of it? And we all say quite a bit, because that's what the award is. When you're a child, anyone who's older than you automatically already has, there's a power dynamic there, which is why you can, a 14-year-old can look after a 7-year-old. Mm-hmm. Why? They're not that far in age, but you can leave a 7-year-old with a 14-year-old. Why? Because the 14-year-old is in charge of the 7-year-old. Mm-hmm. Already there's a power dynamic there. So with children, until you are a certain age, a lot of your whole world is governed by power dynamics. And so it's I guess to add your point, yes, you can say naivety comes into it and everything else. But I feel like all that plays into the power dynamic angle of it, because if already you're speaking to someone who naturally has authority over you, and they say, oh, you know, I don't know,
and
pick up that plate, for example, you know, you're going to pick up the plate, not knowing that when you bend, that they're looking at you, oh, you know, you look really nice picking up that plate. Oh, you know, it's really hot in here. Next time you come, just wear a vest. You know, don't worry about the cold. You'll be fine. I'll make sure the heating is on. Just wear a vest. Because it's simple things like
but
that.
But the power...
It's not like the first day they see you, they're like, okay, yeah, let's go. I'm going to rape you. It's simple things. It's that's what things that's what grooming is, isn't it? It's very small things. So, but before you know it, you know, they're in compromising... That's not even the right word. that they're mm-hmm. in yeah, they're vulnerable situations. Mm-hmm.
And you find that
power dynamic has a big thing to do with
it. A lot of the times when you speak to victims and you ask them, you know, why didn't you come forward sooner? Why didn't you report it sooner? The underlying nuance is always because of the power dynamic.
Oh, yeah, you for most adults, remember my question was about children.
Even so
for
children.
Adults, I've got no problem with
no,
that.
No, even it's children, 100%. It's the power dynamic.
I'm not too sure about children, to be fair with you. After having heard what you've said and also what you're saying, I'm not too sure about that. I don't think they'll look at the president, for example, the president of the United States, mm-hmm. right? We know how big of a deal that is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think a 7-year-old or 8-year-old or 6-year-old can comprehend at the same level of how big of
maybe
a
not
that
at
is.
The same level, but at their mean? Level. Why do you think 7-year-olds say
actually,
I want to be
even
president
bigger
of the
because
world?
Exactly they I have a bigger imagination yeah. to know that this person is actually very powerful.
Yeah.
Or even yeah, just growing up in a certain household, you can see that the mom or the dad, oh, this is so and so, this is so and so. You will feel that, oh, this is a very important person.
Yeah, but you gotta understand that there are a lot more complicated situations into it, because understanding someone's power is also understanding what that power is, you know, and
what do you mean?
Like, for example, the president of the United States,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, that's not just a title. You know the influence that he has. You know,
no.
For example, the influence he has.
Would a younger boy that would a younger child know that?
I don't think so.
But you're talking from an adult point of view. All a child needs to understand is that the president of the United States is a powerful, important man. That as far as that's all they need to comprehend. I'm sure they comprehend a lot more, because sometimes we give children little credit. They're very smart. Mm. But if anything, they just need to which is why they say, oh, I want to be president of the world so I can rule the whole world. Why are they saying that? Mm. Well, why are they not saying I want to be Bob down the road? Because they understand that if you're this person, you're a lot more than this person.
Because they've been told that the president of the United States is the most powerful person in the whole world, not because they themselves comprehend what it is.
But whether they comprehend or not, for them, they still understand the person is powerful. Whether they've started to believe it for themselves because they understand, a lot of our learning growing up starts with being told certain things are what they are. So even in religion, the families that bow down to idols and stuff like that. The kids wake up in the morning, they've got their shrine of Krishna there. They will bow with the parents because they understand that that thing in their house is powerful. Mm. They have to bow to every morning.
But to your point,
they might not understand why or the nuances.
But they understand that.
Okay,
this is holy.
To be honest with you, I've been a child once. We've all been a child once here. And the typical example I'm taking of, let's say, of me and God, for example.
Mm.
Yeah. There was no image to God. There was nothing to God. I was, you know, we were just told that, you know, God is a creator and all that, you know, and everything else, I just had to follow, mm-hmm. you know. I had no impression of the greatness of what God is.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ask me, I will tell you that, oh, yeah, the God created, you see what I mean? But mm-hmm. there was no grasping that.
But you knew God was powerful.
From being told, yeah.
From being told. So, for example, I'll give you an example.
Before you carry on, but you knew that God was powerful.
Yeah,
and that's the point.
Yeah.
No.
But then,
there's also information that doesn't matter.
Okay, no, the point I'm trying to make is that, for some mentioned something interesting there, you know, at the point of believing and comprehending,
mm-hmm.
I think that's where you are then, what's the term? That's when they can then, impress
I'll disagree
upon you.
I think it's vice versa,
because that's when you are comprehending that, okay, this person is actually really, 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 really powerful, and then that's when you are more, it's more likely. And don't get me wrong, it does happen to children. I just think it's a much older age than the 7-year-old that we were talking about.
At the point when you're comprehending, isn't that when you can go either way? Whereas when you're little, there isn't that option of going either way. You just follow.
No, fear. So fear comes in. Because as little
children... Fear is that power. Because, for example,
that kind of fear exists in children.
It does. We've never seen God. We've never seen God. We've never, you know, felt him walk past us, that kind of thing. But I remember clearly as a child in church, time to pray, and I opened my eyes, I felt like something was gonna slap me up beside my head. Because
yes,
why?
Your parents.
Because not my parents. Not my parents.
Don't open your eyes. Don't
not
open
my
your
parents.
Eyes.
But I felt.
Okay.
I didn't think my parents were gonna be the ones to smack me, but I could feel this God that I've been told is watching me is watching me, and I'm in trouble because they've seen me. God has seen me open my eyes.
I hear you guys. I hear you.
No, the thing is, you're arguing about whether the power dynamics can be taught, and I think Fatsan already addressed that to say up to a certain age. Yes, children are taught on what to believe, and they are taught power dynamics.
I agree with that point.
You're taught to respect your babysitter, for example. I think that's a good idea. At 5 years old, it's, okay, Lucy, we're leaving you with so-and-so. Listen to them.
Do what she says.
They're in charge. Listen to them, right? You don't know. Fine, maybe you know your mom and dad because they feed you and clothe you every day. Okay, fine. Let's say that's a natural power dynamic connection. But you don't know who this Lucy is. But what you know is that your parents have said, listen to Lucy, right? Mm-hmm. So you are now listening to Lucy. When Lucy says, Jack, stop it, you're gonna feel that weight because your parents have said, Lucy's in charge.
And Lucy's now, more powerful now, in this
now,
situation.
When you get a bit older, to your point, yes, you can start to comprehend why that is. Okay, fine. You know, their babysitter, if anything goes wrong, they're in charge, blah, 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 blah. You can understand all the nuances as to why the parents say, listen to Lucy.
Well, because sometimes you'd be like, but Lucy's only 3 years older than me, so why am I listening to Lucy?
Stuff like that.
That's when you start
challenging. So when you get a bit older, you can understand the nuances as to why the power dynamic was in place. But it doesn't mean that when you were younger, that power dynamic still wasn't in place and you still didn't feel it. It just means that when you're older, to your point, you understand the nuances of it. And I do agree that when you get to a certain point and you understand the power dynamics, you are in more of a position to question them. As opposed to when you're at a certain age where you're just being like, okay, this is the priest. Because there are 30-year-old people who still haven't comprehended part of the dynamics. They're told, this is a prophet, it's a prophet, and whatever the prophet says goes. Why? Because they've understood they are holier than us. Their mouth, God speaks to them, they speak to us. And therefore, that's the power dynamic that's in place.
That is comprehending the power dynamics. Okay, I mean, to be fair with you, it's neither here nor there. But to the discussion, I'm seeing that for up to a certain age, I'm seeing that children are vulnerable. It can be anyone and everyone that can mislead them, that can groom them, that can do them, that can take them away. Because they I'm seeing that there are certain ages where, you know, even being told that, okay, this is the pastor. Yeah, they'll hear this is the pastor of the church, but it doesn't mean anything to them, you know. But they've been told, okay, this is the pastor leads the church, and so on and so forth, and then they'll go into that. Not because they comprehend that, oh, this is the pastor. Does that make sense? So that's
no,
the only...
No, it doesn't, because I feel like for you, the only way a child can comprehend is if they comprehend like an adult. And not what we're trying to say is that a child comprehends in their own way. And then that's what we're trying to say. Because for you, it's like, to use your words, they're going along because they've been told this is the pastor, but not because they feel like this is the pastor. But the point we're trying to say, no, even at that age, they'll understand that this is the pastor. Maybe not at the same level as you or the nuances, but they still have that gravitas of this is the pastor in their child brain.
Then I guess that's where we're disagreeing, because
it's
let
me give you another example.
Fair enough. All right, fine.
When we were younger,
this wasn't even the main segment.
A lot of the starter. A lot of the adults were we offered all the adults, I would say, a plateaued level of respect. They were all on the same level. As we grew older and started to get to know the adults, get to know some of their faults, their nuances, we still offer them a level of respect, but that might shift for different people, depending on what we know about those people. But as kids, those things about those people, we're still there, but we offered all those people the same level of respect. Because why? We knew we had to give them that respect.
We were told we had to give them respect.
Yeah, the why didn't matter then.
We didn't know. We were told. And that's the difference.
No, but we did know the why. They're
older than us.
And that still and that remains the case even as a 20-year-old. They're still older than you.
You might know stuff about them, but it's just if they're older than you, you still offer them some play. Respect.
No, it's just shouldn't be in play. I mean, I get that.
Yeah, no, maybe I'm not getting in play it. Sometimes.
I'm just not on the same page.
Nuances are always in play.
Yeah, they shouldn't be.
What do you mean they shouldn't be? Why not?
It's okay. Let's give it moving. It depends what you mean by nuances are always in place.
What do you understand by what we mean by nuisance?
I'm understanding.
And you're saying that
I'm understanding. After a certain place, you can maybe shift the field a bit, play with the field a little bit, depending on this, depending on that.
So, and so on okay. And so forth. Another example, Primary school kids.
Wait, is this another example to the point that he's already said he's agreed with?
To the nuances.
I mean, disagreed with.
To the nuances.
Okay, fine.
So primary school kids, utmost respect for all their teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're at that level where that's your teacher, you respect them full stop.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as they start moving into high school, they're developing personalities, they're starting to understand the world a little bit more, then those nuances start to come into play. Oh, I don't like that teacher because of her personality. Oh, I don't like this teacher because of the way he dresses.
So, in what you're saying, like and respect, what, one in the same thing or not?
No, I'm not. Okay, like was the wrong word. I don't respect that teacher because of the way that they speak. I don't respect that teacher because of the way that they dress. I just don't like that teacher, therefore I don't respect them. So you're already starting to challenge authority based on nuances.
I mean, everyone can always challenge authority, you know, to a certain point we count on it because these are the people that, you know, develop the world, find new heights and so on and so forth. But when I was questioning the nuances point, again, okay, I'll take it from an African. I'm an African man, okay? If someone is 10 years older than me when I'm 5 years old, they'll always be 10 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
I will always respect that person. That will never change. So,
of a degree of respect.
Of course. Like, you respect them. Respect is respect.
Oh, but then,
okay, no,
but
no.
Then,
hang on.
Hold on, let me make my point.
You've made your example. Let me help you.
Let me make my point.
Okay, make your point.
So you said somebody would always be 10 years older than you, mm-hmm. yeah? So my dad would always be however many years older than me he is,
mm-hmm.
yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But as a child, the relationship and conversations we're able to have with my dad are not the kinds of conversations I'm able to have with him now. Mm-hmm. There's still the same age gap between us, mm-hmm. but there's been that shift in relationship.
Because but your respect for him hasn't changed, isn't it?
The respect hasn't changed, but...
That's my point.
No, yeah, this is why you should have let me make my example. Okay. No, hang on. I'm going to help you. Because I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Pronik doesn't understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So it's simple. You said the 10-year thing, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely fine. I get that. When you're a child, they're 10 years older than you, they get respect. Okay, cool, fine. Mm. Now you're 25, you're 30 or whatever, and this person that's 10 years older than you, you find out that every single day they're beating their wife black and blue.
Mm.
Are you offering them the same respect as you did when you're younger?
That's an interesting question.
But this is what I mean when we're talking about nuances.
Yes.
The same respect.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So the actions have no impact on how you view their respect.
They do. I don't condone what they're doing. I don't agree with what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, if we do have a close relationship, I will talk to them, you know, about it. But it's like what the Bible says. It says, you know, when you're talking about rebuking older men, you know, it gives a connotation that say that at the end of the day, they are older men. Heavily, heavily paraphrased. But you can go read it yourselves, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I will still respect them.
No, the question wasn't, will you still respect them? The question was, are you given the same degree of respect?
Yes, I will still
I agree about the respect because they're your elders, you respect them to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. But are you offering them the same degree of respect as you did before?
And I think the reason why my answer is yes, because maybe what I don't understand at the moment is, I'm saying my answer is yes, but the reason why my answer is yes, maybe I don't know yet different degrees of respect.
Mm.
You see, like levels of respect, like small respect, big respect, medium respect. Maybe it's because I don't know that yet or I haven't computed that yet.
Mm.
For me, it's you either respect a person or you don't. But then that doesn't mean that you have to...
So it's for you, respect is zero or one?
Yeah. So, okay. But that doesn't mean that you have to condone what they're doing.
No. I'm talking about like respect. I'm not talking about condoning.
No, I was just going
the
back
conversation
to the
conversation is respect.
You, I was just going back to
the
example that you gave.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so yeah, so with that person, same amount of respect, but actually, I'm going to detach myself from you. I don't really like how you live your life and so on and so forth, you know. I'd rather not have you in my circle. I thought another example you were going to bring in was, for example, you know, if that person comes and starts telling you things that you disagree with or things that you don't want to do in your life, Are you not going to say no? Yeah, you are going to say no.
No, I wouldn't give that example because I don't think that's a conversation of respect.
So on the topic of respect, even if people are not your age, you still respect them, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Even so, yeah, not, age plays a factor.
That is why you respect them because they're not your age.
Even if people are your age, okay, you still respect them. There's an element of human respect, just full stop.
I think that would be yes, but in the context, we were talking about age gaps. So if you're saying that brings in a different level of discussion, in my opinion.
No, because I'm
because we are talking about peers now. So the way you interact with your peers would be different.
So your peers can lose respect.
I mean, I guess so. Can I just ask a quick question? What does losing respect for somebody look like?
I mean, it depends who and what's in what situation is, but it can vary. But I think the issue is that with respect, mm-hmm. as a child, respect is
obedience.
Listen,
it's not even about that. It's a more like what's a good way to phrase it? You know, it's one of those like you know that you're sat down and they come in the room, you stand up. It's like reverence.
Mm.
It's like a certain level of reverence. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it's like a certain level of reverence. Mm-hmm. But then when someone loses that respect, you haven't got that certain level of reverence.
I'm not standing
them. You treat them like your peers.
You can treat them like your peers, for example. Yeah. Okay, so fine. For example, because if you walk in the room, my first thought isn't,
Let me stand up.
Yeah, is there somewhere for someone to sit?
You leave me out to dry.
But
your own seat.
But if an older person walks in the room, that is my first thought. Oh, is there a place for this person to sit?
Do you want their drink and so on and so forth?
I mean, at that goes to service. That's hospitality and service. We're talking about respect here, okay? Let's keep it hospitable. That's the difference. It's just good. Let's keep respect. But yeah, so those kind of things, yeah.
Okay.
If someone has lost respect, yeah, absolutely. If an older person walks in that I've lost respect for, I may naturally, because of my bringing, my first thought would be, is there a place for them to sit?
But then
I'll
be like, actually,
you don't deserve. Like, no, it's like you don't deserve that from me.
Mm.
That thing. So.
Okay, fine. Fair enough. Thank you very much for the responses. So, okay, because Fasani was about to say something, but you brought it to your peers. So I would throw the same question before you say what you wanted to say. To say that, what does losing respect for your peers look like? Because you asked a question that will say that. Oh, so you don't lose respect for elders, but you can lose respect for your peers. So that's why I came in with that question to understand what losing respect is. So how do you lose respect for your peers?
Well, the answer to that would be, how do you show respect to your peers? I can answer both, but the thing is, I think this goes back to the example she gave, that respect will look different to different people. Which is why you always get an argument with your old man, because what respect is to you is not what respect your old man is, mm-hmm. right? Okay, but to answer your question, so it depends how you're already showing respect to that peer of yours.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, let's say I have a peer in and the way I show respect to that peer is I don't know. I'm gonna say, maybe they come to my house and I feed them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when they come to my house, obviously you've got visitors. You think, oh, you know what? It would be nice if they eat something. You know, if there's no food, maybe order pizza or whatever, just to make sure they're fed. Right? Mm-hmm. That's how I show, as an example. Once I lose respect for them, going back to my example, that's not something that I will be willing to do or jumping to do because now you no longer deserve that from me. You see,
but they're in your house.
They're in my house.
What are they doing in your house?
That's another thing as well. I think so. That's another thing. Without respect, you kind of don't have a friendship.
But maybe your family. So they have no reason but to be there.
Cousins weekend. You're not eating. I don't respect you.
Yeah.
Everybody else can eat. You're not eating.
Good night, everybody. Except you.
I don't respect you.
You have a bad night.
So that's a good example. Another thing that you show respect to your peers, you invite them to your house. When they turn up, you let them in. They can come unannounced. It's fine. You let them in. That's fine because everything is cool. You're respectful of each other. Well, once that's lost, then
I don't know what person wanted to say.
What did you want to say? You asked the question.
No. Yeah, I asked the question.
Okay, based on how she said. Okay, fine.
You wanted to bring in an example. So I was saying that I don't know what she wanted to say. But to be fair with you, in an ideal world, I don't think as a people we'll be losing respect for anybody, right? I think it's okay not to like a person. It's okay, you know, I can even go as far as to hate somebody, but respect is something that is given. It's like one of the things that I love the most about the Japanese and Korean culture is their hierarchy structure. Mm-hmm. Of basically where anyone that's older than you, they're your senior instantly, mm-hmm. you know? And there's like a respect thing.
Until
you know?
They lose it. Because we're
But that's the thing. Until they lose it, yes, but it's not supposed to be lost.
No.
It's what? Not what? Supposed to be lost.
No.
All things being equal, it's not supposed to be lost.
Oh, yeah, all things being equal. But then going back to the question of nuances. But then going back to the nuances.
My point is, let's say you're 10 years older than me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's say you've done something that has upset me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm okay to cut you off. I'm okay to dislike you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But it doesn't mean that I'm gonna be spitting on you when I see you. Or the equivalent of whatever disrespect is. Does that make sense? It's like even in workplaces, like this is my starting position. It's like even a stranger, yeah, whether we know their age or not, is in my opinion, we owe each other respect. Respect 100%. Is just a courtesy of just, you know,
I think as humans, we always start from a place of respect until you've done something to not earn your respect. I think you're doing life wrong if you start at a point of disrespect for people.
And I think we're doing life wrong if we get to the point of having people that have lost your respect.
We're doing wrong life if what?
I think that we're doing life
wrong
if, as a people, we get to the point where people are losing our respect.
So what you're saying is,
everyone has respect.
No matter what anyone does to you or your loved ones, they deserve your respect.
100%.
And I think that's where we disagree.
Mm.
Because I agree that you can dislike someone, but still respect them.
Mm-hmm.
People do that with bosses all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to like your boss, mm-hmm. but because they're your boss, you have to respect them, mm-hmm. right? You can dislike someone, you don't have to respect them. You can hate someone, you can still respect them. That's mm-hmm. fine. But I disagree that everyone starts from a point of respect and do they go to disrespect.
I think
respect is something that, for me anyway, I think respect is definitely something that is earned.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's by default. Courtesy is something that's by default. You can be courteous to everyone. You should be. Be courteous to strangers, absolutely. Courtesy is, I would agree to say that's the human, should be the human default.
But I was replacing respect with courtesy.
I don't think you're going to say everyone should start from, because again, I guess it all depends. I guess it depends what we all mean or see by respect.
Yeah, I think
respect is earned. You've earned my respect.
Mm-hmm.
And someone who's younger than me could earn my respect.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know, maybe they've done something, or maybe I see a trait in them. I'm like, oh, you know what? You've really earned my respect.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean before that I was mean or spitting on them or anything, or you saying them. Mm-hmm. I was courteous before that. Absolutely fine. Mm-hmm. But now you've earned my respect.
You were just looking down on them because you were not.
No. And that's the thing. Being courteous doesn't mean looking down. And this is what I'm saying.
No, the opposite of not respecting somebody up until the time that they've earned that respect.
No, you're courteous to them. You were cordial with them. You were indifferent with them, I guess is a better word. You're a human, I'm a human. You deserve everything I deserve as a human.
Mm.
But you deserve my respect. I feel like that's the next level.
What does the word respect mean? Let me define it real quick. Because I agree with you on the point of people being able to earn your respect.
I was thinking everyone has the same definition already, and I was just trying to catch what you guys' definition.
What's the definition of respect? We have to argue without knowing the definition first.
Okay, respect.
Yeah.
A feeling of deep admiration for someone or something elicited by their abilities, qualities, or achievements. Due regard for the feelings, wishes, or rights of others.
What's the second one?
Due regard for the feelings, wishes, or rights of others.
I don't know is what that third sentence one? Is saying.
As you get to the fifth one, you'll be like, yeah, that's my one. That's what I was talking about.
Admire.
Let's stick with the first one.
Admire someone or something deeply as a result of their abilities, qualities, or achievements.
Yes. And if you're asking me to define it.
Why do you
it,
keep talking in the middle of her reading? There are more.
Is there
keep
more?
Going.
They're all finished. The same. Yeah. The difference is with the dictionary, you get nouns and then verbs.
Mm. So the respect that we for example we give
so there's respect elders. And there's okay there's deep
mm-hmm.
and then there's just what did you say
courtesy
as in both of them are type of respects
no there's the difference there's the courtesy without the deep
the respect there's the courtesy
admiration.
Without the respect
yeah
is what you want to say
yeah
without the deep admiration
so the one we by default give let's say to adults and stuff like that which one is that one
I would say that's
that would
courtesy.
Be courtesy
I would say it may be taught to us as respect
but
now that I've grown up and I've got a few light bulbs turned on I'll say they're teaching us courtesy they're teaching us manners so that's manner and especially when there's an age dynamic
so
that could
the
be
definition
age
of,
or manners
the definition of courtesy
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The showing of politeness in one's attitude and behavior towards others
mm-hmm.
And I would be very hard pressed to find someone arguing that no, you shouldn't do that to anybody, and do that anything.
Don't be polite.
I mean,
but
why
yeah.
can politeness be earned?
Why can it not be earned? Because I mean, an argument can be because
we're
all
humans.
Yeah, well, we're all humans. So in this one,
and
saying
if
that,
someone does something inhumane,
fine. What? Yeah, if they do something inhumane, then yeah, fine. Why do I have to be courteous to you? If you're going around chopping people's heads and you come to my house, I'm not feeding you. I'm not even letting you through the door.
I was going to say, hold on. Why?
You're like, oh my gosh, my life.
You think your head is screwed on that tight, eh?
Are you sure that many light bulbs is on?
But I know, come in, sit down. Yes, yeah, so how's
You've
your
got,
day
like,
going?
You've got this metal neck brace on. God.
I don't mean this. No, I don't sit like this. I don't want to give you like this. Sorry about me.
How's it going?
Oh, jeez.
I mean, based on the definitions, if we say that, fine, then what we've been taught is not respect, is something else, then fine. That I can unpack everything and start again, you know, based on the definition. Because where the discussion started, well, I don't know where it started, but the point was being made was about, you know, it was starting with that age gap and the respect. That's how we came into it.
Mm.
So if we are saying that...
But then sorry to cut you. Some of our cultures do regard age as an achievement. Per the definition of respect.
Mm.
That I've achieved more years than you. So therefore, respect. To add that,
I mean,
speaking.
If we are bringing in that definition, then I'm unpacking nothing. I'm okay. Then yeah, I'm back to square one. Thank you for cutting me.
Okay, dokie. So I don't even know how we ended up on the topic of respect when we're talking about the Dalai Lama, but
he disrespected the world by asking the boy to suck his tongue.
Level of respect from people
in power. Yeah,
power and respect.
Okay, all right, fine. So
that was the side topic?
That was meant to be like 15 minutes. I was just meant to pick your brains about it and move on. And here we are, over an hour later.
It's all right, you can do your special.
But yes, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to another episode of Offbeat POV. If you liked the episode, if you laughed at the episode, even if you just chuckled a little bit, be sure to like us. Be sure to like us if you're listening on the podcast platform.
What's a chuckle?
Subscribe
now
if you're watching us on YouTube. And Pronik has something to say.
Even if you hated us, hated what we said, hated what we stood for, like us so that you can then
hate us.
Like, what was it? Roast us.
Disrespect
on the
us.
So that you can get a ping when we post a video, so that you can come and type in your mean messages even before you watch the video.
Pronik is saying that, but every time we get a comment on a video, he obsesses for the whole week.
Especially when it's directed at him.
A whole week.
Just
the guy can't
really,
sleep.
Really worried.
He can't eat.
Lose
I'm
weight.
Really worried about the whole respect thing. I feel like people are going to be on your side. Like, what is this guy talking
about? Oh, but he's working on it. Anyway.
Is it?